This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm with Bob Fesco. I don't like this song very much. Dana loves it. Absolutely loves it.
What's wrong with it?
It is opening day for the Kansas City Royals, which means it's game day here on Dana and Parks. This is the first hour for our first game. We will do Family Feud at 3:45 this afternoon.
The Feud!
Mixtape at 4:45. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll do Sing It Back and Trivial Pursuit.
So we were talking about the mixtape categories.
Yes.
We need to eliminate one of them. Dana wants to eliminate the sitcom. I know for a fact that we have done the Peering Out the Rainy Window category.
I thought you were saying Peering Out the Rainy Window was part of the boyfriend category.
No.
Okay, then I'm with Sam. Get rid
all
of that
right,
one.
Okay, it's
we've
gone.
Done the Peering Out the Rainy Window category every single time we played mixtape. Okay.
That is not...
I said it feels like.
It's not true. All right, so here are the three categories for 4:45. We'll move that one in the middle. What is the song that goes with your most memorable childhood music video?
Okay.
What song most reminds you of your spouse, girlfriend, or boyfriend? That's going to get sappy.
Not necessarily.
Or not. I'm on a highway to... Never mind.
And the theme song to the sitcom that is based on your life.
The theme song to the sitcom that is based on my life. Okay.
I could use the same song that Dan just sang. I'm on a highway to hell.
You better hope Mary Beth is not listening right now.
No, I'm talking about for the sitcom of my life.
Oh, we sure about that? I thought the same thing.
What sitcom was Highway to Hell?
My life.
Wait, do you think you have to choose a sitcom theme? Or
yes.
Is a song that would be the theme of the sitcom of your life?
Yeah,
you can read this two different ways. You're right.
How?
What?
It could be the theme song to the sitcom that you claim is based, because I was going to choose Cheers.
No, your life is a sitcom. What is the theme song?
Got it. I like that better.
Yeah.
Well, because we would all pick Family Ties.
Well, I was going to pick Cheers.
Facts of Life.
Yep.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
Big Bang Theory.
The facts of life. All right. No, I like it better the way you read it. That's good. Okay. So there they are. We'll do that at 4:45 this afternoon. Napster gained popularity more than 25 years ago by allowing users to download MP3 songs for free. At its peak in February of 2001,
wow,
it has been that long, it had an estimated 80 million users. Shut down in July of 2001. Thanks a lot, Lars. In 2016, it was reborn as a music streaming service that offered access to more than 110 million songs for $11 a month and paid artists and songwriters more than $1 billion in royalties.
They ought to teach that in a class, how something that was so popular just goes flat. Just bye-bye. And where was the tipping point of that?
It was Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
Why?
Because he took it to Congress and complained. I believe Metallica even filed a lawsuit, if I'm not mistaken, because they weren't getting the royalties they thought they deserved. They claimed that Napster was stealing their music and not paying them a fair royalty.
Yeah, lawsuits from the recording industry and others. Yeah, copyright infringement.
Now a new buyer aims to add another dimension to Napster, expanding it from a music streaming service to a virtual reality platform.
Okay.
I didn't even know it was still around.
I mean, is it necessary?
No.
as a product? I don't know.
Like, I feel like this pattern is full.
Sounds like Spotify to me.
I mean, 25 years ago, it was something new and unique, you know, because you were able, the computers were just coming along.
Well, Spotify is brand new, so they're just trying to get in early on the market.
Yeah.
It's still growing. They're not really sure where the market's going to go.
Well, it's still in its infancy, so. Yeah. It's only a 2-year-old.
I don't know if it's going to stick or not.
2-year-old platform. Napster's like the... Napster to Spotify is MySpace to Facebook.
I was just going
to
say, what was that other website? It was MySpace.
And it was a combination of the technology was advancing so rapidly, and Napster was the peer-to-peer music sharing.
And remember, not too long ago...
And then it all changed.
Justin Timberlake bought MySpace, and he was going to turn it into some sort of a music...
Well, it has been that for a while. MySpace transitioned very quickly into a platform for musical artists to share their...
And does it still exist?
It does, absolutely. Yeah. You can go to MySpace.com right now.
I'm good.
I think I'm all right.
After Napster, though, Napster started this train, and then like 15 others came out. I used LimeWire, LiveWire. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was constantly calling the tech help people because I was downloading viruses by downloading illegal music.
Oh, good. Woo.
That's great.
Good for you.
Violation of federal law. That's great.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. Story here from the Star. The leader of the Predator Poachers, an online vigilante group who try to catch alleged pedophiles in sting operations, has been arrested at a Steak and Shake in Missouri, according to authorities. This is not the alleged pedophile. No. This is the leader of Predator Poachers. Alex Rosen, who has amassed more than 400,000 followers on Twitter, while chronicling his takedowns of accused predators, went to the Branson restaurant, Steak and Shake, on March 26th and asked to speak with a certain employee, according to the probable cause statement. The employee, according to an interview from Rosen, was previously accused of molesting a 12-year-old, and Rosen said the worker had engaged in similar activity again. Rosen was asked by the restaurant manager to leave and was told multiple times he was trespassing. One of the employees said that she was scared by Rosen's aggressive behavior, according to the probable cause. Rosen, however, denied that his actions were aggressive when he spoke to officers. Quoting here, Alex Rosen was extremely upset initially and said he was trying to bring awareness that one of victim one's employees, who he had believed engaged in activities he did not agree with. Police said that Rosen knowingly engaged in an act with the purpose to cause emotional distress.
Okay, so it's very easy to say, who cares? He's an accused sex offender. The man that was just working at Steak and Shake, but this person that is going around doing this and others like him are not in law enforcement.
No, they're not.
They are not trained in law enforcement. They are keyboard vigilante warriors who are somehow ensnaring people doing bad things. I don't know how you do that without breaking the law yourself, but they do. And then they go find these people and they out them and they shame them.
You better get it right.
And Scott, there have been deaths. There have been suicides. Mm-hmm. There have been bad outcomes with these scenarios. And what good does it do to show up where someone works and cause a ruckus, and now you're trespassing, and now you're the one that's being arrested, when it's not going to bring charges about? It's going to shame the person. It's not going to stop the behavior.
What if you get it wrong? Is that defamation?
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, you're publicly shaming me in front of my coworkers, in front of my boss. You're calling me a pedophile. Now, I don't know if that person was or was not a pedophile, but you just said I was. You told everybody here that I'm a pedophile.
And it's almost like the new age storm chaser. Like, they see other people doing it. Oh, I can do that too. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make $1 million on YouTube by busting these crazy people.
Mm-hmm. He calls his actions, quote, a kamikaze mission, telling reporters that the accused predator, this is according to him, was taken into custody. Here's his quote.
This quote is so stupid.
I flew my plane into the aircraft here and we both exploded. Now, Branson police do say that the person that was accused was arrested after detectives built their criminal case.
Well, that was pretty quick.
And police say this was a direct result of the police department's efforts. Listen to this. Who are deeply attuned to the rules of evidence, constitutional rights, and specific procedures that are necessary to build prosecutable cases. So read in between the lines there. We're good. We don't need your help. That's them trying to say, yes, did it take us longer? Yes, but you can't just go willy-nilly arresting somebody.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So down in Branson, a guy named Alex Rosen was arrested recently. He fancies himself the Chris Hansen. Thank you, Dana. Kind of the non-TV Chris Hansen of South Missouri, and he went into a Steak and Shake in Branson and started accusing one of the employees there of being a suspected pedophile. The manager said, hey, you got to go. We can't have this here. And he wouldn't, and he ended up getting arrested, for disturbing the peace or whatever, causing a ruckus. But Dana and I were talking, before we went to the last commercial break, that is a very dangerous place to put yourself in.
Yeah.
When you're going into a business and either rightly or wrongly accusing somebody of being a pedophile. If you're wrong, it's defamation.
Well,
if you're right.
Or you'll get shot.
Yeah.
A lot of people on the text line are saying this guy is legit. I'm trying to figure out more information. He's based out of Houston. He's been doing it since 2019.
Why? I'm just curious about his motives. What makes him so interested in going out and basically doing what the police are already doing?
A lot of people on the text line are saying that he has led to over 400 arrests.
He has, or he got ahead of the case.
I have no idea. Like I said, I'm trying to find some more information.
Yeah. Zach in Gardner. Zach, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Hey, so yeah, I mean, I've been following these guys for, like you said, since about 2019. And I've always watched their videos. They always go in and, they have the text, they have the pictures, because they're the ones chatting with them. They're the ones who are out there doing the work. I get that the police are doing it, but it's not as public as this. I know that these guys have been physical with them in the past as well. And quite frankly, they deserve it.
Well,
granted, you aren't allowed to go in and assault people. I get that. But, on any comment section that I've seen on these videos, no one has taken any sympathy towards these pedophiles.
Let me ask you this, Zach. How do they zero in on the people who are doing this behavior without themselves breaking the law? Because even viewing that material is illegal.
Well, maybe they posit themselves
as
a teenager.
View the material. Yeah, you posed as a child in, Roblox chat rooms, online chat rooms, and just places where these people are lurking, and you just it's pretty much the same thing the police do. You pretend to be this to expose them, and you get the proof, and usually they present the evidence to the cops, and the cops will arrest them on the spot.
But how is that usable if I mean, because if I'm a defense lawyer, I am going to pick that to pieces, that this guy who is not in law enforcement is communicating online. He claims that it's my client, but he's not a police officer. He's not a detective. There's no way to know that.
Well, granted, but through discovery, I'm sure their hard drives are going to hold much more than, just those texts.
Okay. All right.
I will say this.
All right,
I understand the allure with the public watching this kind of thing, I guess, but they're like bragging that, okay, this guy has 400 arrests. If it was so, what's the word I'm looking for? If it worked, if what he was doing worked, wouldn't there be no one left to arrest? Because in those chat rooms, everyone would be so afraid that the person that I think I'm chatting with is actually this guy, it would shut down the bad behavior in a perfect world, right?
Or move it somewhere else.
And I know it's whack-a-mole that there's probably more creeps and weirdos out there than we even want to know. But the fact that he's been doing this and doing this and doing this, and he's stopped 400 people, but It's whack-a-mole. He's still out there doing this. It's not stopping the behavior. So what's the point, I guess?
913-586-7798. John in Blue Springs. Hello. Hello, John.
Yeah, this is John.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, I really feel like, I mean, children are fragile, precious creatures, you know, and when you take that step and you, any of the pedophiles, any people who have charges against children, you're subject to whatever happens is you deserve it 100%. Now, as far as validating before they go out there, I don't agree with that. Until they can see there's sites online that verify people's charges 100% by the county and, you know, cities that they're in. So you can, that can be verified before. If it's valid charges, they deserve 100% of any and everything they get.
And I don't think, John, I don't think you would find anybody in this audience who disagrees with you. My question is, why make such a public spectacle about it? All right, so what? You're Alex, whatever his name is, Rosen, and you are pretending to be Chris Hansen, but without the TV cameras. Oh, wait, with the TV cameras. And why not just hand over the evidence that you've collected to the authorities? Why go into their place of business?
Right.
And the answer is clicks.
The answer is clicks and the spectacle and all of that stuff. And the manager had every right to say,
get out.
Take your show on the right. What are you doing? But I'll tell you this. He would not be allowed, my guess is, to go to a suspected predator's house, because then you are trespassing on private property at your own peril. You know, if someone is engaged in that type of behavior, what other, you know, right, what else is going on in their life?
And
so maybe they're doing it in public places, not only for the clicks, but for some sort of cover, because you don't want to go knocking on this guy's door either.
And I wonder if there's got to be money involved. With as many clicks as they get, 400,000 followers.
Oh, most certainly there's money involved based on subscribers and views and, right, and all of that, and adding ads to your videos and things like that. Part of the reason they do it in public places, at least according to a couple of articles that I've read about him as I've sat in here and broken the cardinal rule of this show and done some research.
Oh, you did?
I know. I'm sorry. Is that he is actively engaging with these folks to try to get them to show up to these places as if he were a child they were meeting.
So he really wants to be the internet version of Chris Hansen.
I mean, he is going into these chat rooms and, I'm a 13-year-old. Come on and meet me at whatever the location
is. And then when they don't.
And he's standing there with the paperwork and the messages saying, no, you were messaging this account. Well, gotcha, buddy. That's me.
So when they don't show up to wherever the, you know, Williams Park or whatever, some place, he goes and finds them where they work and exposes them at their either office or restaurant or whatever, place of business. And that's where it gets dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, one of these days, somebody's going to punch him in the face, if not worse. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. It is Dana and Parks Game Day. Family Feud comes your way at 345. We'll save you the trouble. You don't have to watch the Royals today. We'll keep you updated on the score throughout the afternoon. It is the bottom of the second, 0-0. And dare I say, I love the Royals.
Yeah.
I love them.
It's opening day. Don't you be bagging on my team.
These opening day jerseys are horrible.
Oh, come on.
The powder blues?
I like the powder blues.
With the white on the front of the hat?
I like the white on the front of the hat.
No, you can't.
You're just a cranky old man.
You can't.
I do.
Somebody says they're having Alex Rosen call us. Well, all right. Fine. Be happy to talk to him.
I thought he was in jail.
Well, he's probably made bond. It was only for disturbing the peace or trespassing or something. Family Feud coming your way in about 10 minutes. It is Dana Parks Game Day. Ryan in Olathe. Ryan, hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Hi.
So I heard what you were saying about, you know, the defamation and everything and how, you know, it could get dangerous about going in and, you know, maybe so you're going to get punched in the face and everything. But what my question is to you guys is, like, it's about speaking up, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we have these school shootings, unfortunately, and, like, someone not saying anything because they're afraid they're going to get hurt. What is your guys' take on that issue about when do you speak up and when do you not speak up?
Well, there are ways outside of this particular method where you can bring this material to the authorities and let authorities handle it. That's all I'm saying.
I get that, but what if it's too late?
Why not just hand over the information you've collected to the authorities?
Yeah, because, and I understand what you're saying, Ryan, that like if he is bad enough to like agree to meet a, quote, 13-year-old girl, and he's really talking to this group, that there could be a 13-year-old girl in real life tomorrow that he meets and ruins her life or worse. I do see what you're saying, where you feel like there's an urgency to get these people off of the streets. But, you know, let's say he has helped get 400 of them convicted. On wherever the dark web exists, there's however many more. Like, I don't even want to know the number. It's so disgusting.
Let's go to line one, claiming to be Alex Rosen himself. Alex, welcome. Hello.
How's it going, y'all? Great to be here, not in Cheney County Jail.
Well, how was it?
Well, jail stinks. I definitely don't want to be in a position where I go to jail, but I definitely am more motivated to put more pedos in jail after having experienced it myself. So anyway, may I give a rundown of what happened?
Yes, but let me ask you something first, Alex. You do understand that when a manager or someone, you know, of a business asks you to leave and you don't, that is literally the definition of trespassing.
I was just there to wait for the cops. I mean, I wanted to turn in what we had to the cops. So, I mean, yeah, I guess that's for a potential court to decide. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and give us the background. Then I have a couple questions, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So we have a group called Predator Poachers, where we catch online child predators across the country. We're based out of Houston, Texas, and we have arrests in 48 different states, convictions in 41, including in Missouri. Our most recent conviction in Missouri is Timothy Lewis, Pulaski County from Waynesville, who is currently doing 20 years for attempting to go meet a 9-year-old girl at Walmart that we were posing as, and he also had child pornography. He's doing 20 years right now in the Missouri DOC. So this situation was very similar to Timothy Lewis, who's doing 20 years. This individual who we caught, Joshua Teague.
Hang on.
Alex, we can't do that because...
You can't name him.
He is...
No problem. Yeah. No problem.
He's arrested. He's not charged. So go ahead.
Right. Well, Timothy Lewis is convicted. I will not name the other person. Okay. So there was an individual who I think is very similar to Timothy in tendencies. It was a similar situation. He was messaging who he believed to be an underage account. And this is back in October. We approached this individual in Branson, and this individual, and 99% of our interactions go very smoothly. The person we're confronting admits to crimes plus more crimes that we don't have on hand. And this individual messaging a 13-year-old girl, expressing interest in dating this 13-year-old girl, expressing interest in doing very inappropriate things I can't say on the radio to a 13-year-old girl, admitted to wanting to do all of that. And he also admitted to molesting a 12-year-old he was babysitting some years ago. And if I remember right, I will be posting the full video again on our Facebook page, Predator Poachers. If I remember right, he also named his victim, when she, you know, the 12-year-old girl he molested, he named who she was. And of course, we called the cops. The cops came, arrested him pretty smoothly, and we turned in all of our evidence. And I have the email receipts, as a matter of fact. Is it cool if I name the officer I turned it into?
No, you can give me a first name, but that's it.
No problem. So the officer's first name begins with a C, and C, last name censored at BransonMO.gov. I turned in all of the evidence. Sorry, I guess we caught him in October. I turned in all the evidence on November 17th, 2024, with the full chat logs and the video interaction of him admitting to wanting to have sex with a 13-year-old girl and to molesting a 12-year-old. And unfortunately, it looks like Taney County dropped the charges against him, which is pretty inexplicable because our experience in Missouri, all the way from Rich Hill, where we have Robert Colton convicted for attempted statutory rape to...
But Alex, wait. You do recognize that our justice system is not perfect, and there are times, for a variety of reasons, that they cannot take a case to trial. And I think... Is it possible that in some of these cases where you have done, you know, good work bringing this to law enforcement attention, that sometimes, like, if you go too far and now you're arrested, it somehow hinders the work that they could do to build a case? I'm just asking.
Well, I'll answer that in a second. But this was the November interaction. There was no tension at all between me and the suspect. and they arrested him, ended up dropping it. And then predictably, as I think all of these sex offender types do, he goes out and does the same thing. In February, he messages our fake 13-year-old account, not the same one, but a different one. And his chats are basically identical. He wants a date. He sent lewd photos of his you-know-what. And, you know, I was aware that he worked at a certain establishment in town. And due to time constraints, you know, kind of our schedule, like he's not the only person we're getting here in the next couple of days. I attempted to approach him at his work, and the second time around, he wasn't too keen on talking to me, understandably, because the first time it didn't go too well for him. And his manager attempted to basically, you know, shield the facts, especially shield what he was doing, and said what I did in November was slander and not true. And it concerned me because there's a lot of children that frequent that establishment. And, you know, it's a fast food joint, so they employ teenagers pretty often, I would assume. Yeah, that's at least most okay. fast food joints.
And, Alex, you drink a lot of coffee, and I appreciate that. We've got three more minutes, so you've got plenty of time to state your case and position. Let me ask you this, though. Sure. Earlier you said that Dana had asked you, you realize that when the manager asks you to leave, and I'm not questioning necessarily what you're doing, and I think we all agree that pedophiles belong in prison. We all agree with that.
Right.
No one has sympathy for a pedophile or maybe even an accused pedophile. But right. you said that you stuck around even though you knew you were trespassing because you wanted to wait for the police so you could give them your information that you had on this person. Why not just skip the interaction with the guy and go straight to the police?
Yeah.
Well, when we went straight to the police with a full video confession, not only to our fake account, but to molesting a real 12-year-old with ample chat logs from start to finish, us stating our age, him sending, you know, the inappropriate pictures he sent, the cops didn't pick it up. Initially, the patrol officers did, but the DA decided to, or whatever prosecuting attorney decided to not press charges. So we shouldn't have even been in that position to be at that establishment if the justice system did the appropriate thing, which most other places in Missouri do when we go there. We love coming to Missouri. But I think it's a sad situation all around. And, you know, what's a good part about it is they have arrested him on the evidence that I presented at the establishment yesterday. And they are looking into now prosecuting again and resubmitting the first case as well, which I hope they do.
Okay.
Alex, you know, I'm torn about these stories because I think, you know, we don't want these people working and walking and, you know, living amongst us, but they do. And I do think the work that you have done has probably led to good results in court.
It's led to convictions in 41 states.
Have there been any deaths? Let me ask you, Alex, have there been any suicides?
There's been one, and it's talking about a not so good justice system. We caught a Tony Letcher in in Hanson County or Minor County, one of those two, South Dakota, and he was charged with child molestation in 1996. Unfortunately, the South Dakota Supreme Court threw it out due to technicality. So he was basically an unregistered sex offender, in my opinion. And we caught him at his home. He admitted to child pornography as young as babies. And when the cops showed up, he went inside and took full accountability. And so that was our only. Excuse me, we have two of them. The other one was actually in Missouri. We caught another guy with an ample amount of child pornography in Fenton near St. Louis.
Tony Letcher committed suicide in July of last year.
Right.
Alex, we thank you for the time. We really do. Appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for having me on.
Be careful.
All right, be well.
Yep.
All right, we will play Family Feud here in just a moment. Say what you will. He's a fast talker.
Yeah.
I'm reading here from KELO in South Dakota, the South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigations and Hanson County Sheriff's Department looking into an incident that led to one man taking his own life in rural Hanson County earlier this week. 60-year-old Donald Letcher was approached at his home in Epiphany on Tuesday by an online group called Predator Poachers. Goes on to say who they are and what they do.
I want to know what percentage of law enforcement is for this. You know, do they quietly say, well, this was kind of nice. The guy brought us this with a bow on it, and we ended up getting this guy off the street. Or are there some, and I'm guessing there are, that are uncomfortable with the methodology? Maybe you think the end always justifies the means. And I understand that opinion.
Yeah. Family Feud when we return here on Dana and Parks Game Day on KMBZ. Bottom of the third, it's 0-0. Royals have two outs. It is time for Family Feud, ladies and gentlemen. It is Dana and Parks Game Day. We need to test some buzzers here real quick.
Yep.
Dana, when you're ready.
Oh, I'm happy. I think mine needs to be a little louder. Thank you.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh. I think it went deaf.
Aggressively loud.
All right.
Try those one more time for me. Still a little quiet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think they're about the same, though.
Okay, all right.
I'm standing up, getting in position. Family Feud position.
Oh,
I am ready. Okay.
Scorecard, are we ready?
We are.
I've lost the last, like, three. I got some making up to do here.
Top five answers are on the board. Point values always doubled. Name something you find in couch cushions. Scott by a hair.
Money or coins.
Number one answer on the board. Top five answers. Name something you close your eyes to do. Scott.
Kiss.
Number one answer on the board.
Stop buzzing in first.
It's all too easy.
Top five answers. Name something you fix with tape. Dana.
No, I don't know this one. I was just trying to beat his buzzer. You fix with tape. Broken things.
Not on the board. Scott Parks.
Paper.
Number one answer on the board.
That's three number ones in a row.
Why do you fix paper with tape?
Because it's ripped.
Put it back together?
Okay.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something you do multiple times a day. Dana.
Go to the bathroom.
Scott.
Eat.
Number five. Does Dana get another crack
she
at
does
it?
Not because she missed on the first one.
Yeah. Go to the bathroom was nine. There are ten, but
okay, fine.
We're only doing the top five. Top five answers. Name something that you hold carefully. Dana.
A baby.
Yeah, that's it. It's number one.
Number four.
Oh.
What? Who are they surveying? Child abusers?
Okay.
Scott, can you beat it?
Glassware.
Number two.
Oh, my gosh.
5-0.
Oh, my.
That is enough.
Child abusers.
Top five answers. What do you do when you first wake up? Scott.
Brush your teeth.
Oh, man. Number one.
No! Stop it!
This is embarrassing.
This is a shellacking.
6-0. Game Day never looked so good on me.
What is the most popular name for your dog? Scott, again.
Fido.
No.
Not even on the list.
Max.
Also not on the list.
Oh, my gosh.
Buddy.
Number three.
Can you beat it?
Oh. Like, okay. All right. I've got one.
All right. Come on.
What about?
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Bubba.
He said buddy, and you went for Bubba.
I don't know.
And then I hear Dan Weinbaum out in the news and go, what?
Cherokee.
The top two answers were Lucky and Spot. Did you say Cherokee?
I don't know.
What is 7-0?
It is 7-0.
Oh, my gosh.
What is the best place for someone to study? Dana.
In a library.
Number one.
Oh, my gosh. Finally.
He's on the board. On the board.
Pretty
Name
faster.
An outdoor activity.
What?
Name an outdoor activity. Dana.
Running.
Number one.
Ah, boom!
Don't call it a comeback. She's been here for years.
Name a popular sitcom. Dana.
No way.
Friends.
I'm giving her a little extra right now. Yeah, Friends is number one answer.
Boom! I almost went with Seinfeld.
I know that I got in before her on
Seinfeld
that one.
Would have been number two. Top five answers. Name a reason to celebrate with a party. Dana.
Your birthday.
Scott.
Wedding.
Number two answer on the board.
Birthday is not on the list.
Not on the list.
What was number one?
Graduation.
Fine. Keep reading.
8-3.
Name a reason why your parents would ground you. Dana.
Missing curfew. Being out too late. Yes!
Okay. Four is snuck out of the house. I'll give you that one.
All right. Okay. That's fine. Bad grades.
That is five.
Ah!
Number one was lying. Number two, got in a fight.
Oh, God.
Name a popular board game. Scott.
Monopoly.
No.
Number one.
No, that was my answer.
Well, got to be quicker on the draw.
Name something you would post on social media. Dana.
You're kidding. I know that I was in for it.
You're in the lead by like
photos.
6 points.
Selfie, number one answer on the board.
Thank you.
What is the score?
9-5.
Yeah. Top five answers.
This is the last one.
Oh, it's not.
Okay. What annoying things do dogs do? Scott.
Chew furniture.
Oh, number two, Dana.
Lick their, you know.
Not on the list.
Well, that's the most annoying thing they do.
Number one was taking care of business on the floor. One more?
Yes. Yeah, we got time for one more.
Why not? Top five, what are jobs that usually put a person in a dangerous...
Police officer.
What are you doing with that buzzer over there?
Hitting it in time.
Number two, Dana.
Firefighter.
Number one.
Boom!
10-6. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes.
Like a buzzer savant.
He was beating you by like a hair every time.
Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.